To try Paris Swabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. That's right, a free face-to-face consultation with a knowledgeable tax specialist. That's the Wall difference. It's easy. We solve tax problems. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. You always speak with a live person. If you owe the IRS, your tax problems will not go away. No other company can help you like Wall. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. You always speak with a live person. Call now for a free face-to-face consultation, not a solicitation for legal services. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. 800-773-5750.
Flash. I'm Marco Belletti. Day two of the PGA Championship at Whistling Straits. Lots of red numbers on the top of the board. Matt Jones is on top right now at 8-under through 9. Dustin Johnson, your leader after day one. He's right now 7-under through 11. He just bogeyed 10. He's tied for second with five others, including Jason Day, who's through 11. David Lingmerz in the clubhouse at 7-under as well. Jordan Spieth climbed up the ladder with a 5-under. Leaves him at minus 6. Three others are right there at 6-under. Hiroshi Iwata tied a major record with a 63, leaves him at 4-under for the tournament. Rory McIlroy's at 2-under. Phil Mickelson right at the cut line at plus 1. Tiger Woods, he's in danger of missing the cut. He's right now sitting at plus 4 through 10. On the diamond, the Cubs looking to keep rolling, but right now they're tied with the White Sox 5-5, top of the fifth inning. Adam Eaton with a go-ahead, a two-run shot. The Cubs have just tied things up. Chris Coughlin with a home run, center field for the Cubs, looking for their eighth straight win. Jeff Samardzija struggled, 4 2/3, 5 runs on 6 base hits. Sobering news from Boston. Red Sox manager John Farrell announced before the game he has stage 1 lymphoma. It's being described as localized and highly curable. Chemo begins on Tuesday. Torey Lovullo will manage for the remainder of the season. Coming up later, big series in Toronto. Blue Jays riding that 11-game win streak. It vaulted them into first place in the East by half game in front of the Yankees, and the Bombers come to town tonight. Manager John Gibbons likes being in front, but knows there's a long way to go.
You know, such a close lead, you know, that I don't think it matters much. I just know our guys are feeling good. We're confident right now. I mean, we're on that nice little roll, and it means something. But it's a, you know, it's a different bunch in there. It's a, it, you know, very, very, very professional. I don't think they get caught up in all that.
Pitching matchup, Ivan Nova against David Price. Elsewhere, the Pirates battle the Mets in New York. The Nationals and Giants both going in the wrong direction. They'll play in San Francisco tonight. I'm Marco Belletti.
I was saying, I was listening to the radio, I heard something.
And what did you hear?
A hissing sound like this.
Hey, D.A., let me aboard that mothership.
Permission to board that mothership, sir.
Well, you know, I had to slide through the intergalactic swag party.
D.A., man, beam me up.
What's going on, my brother from another mother? Beam me up.
You guys are the best.
You guys make it.
Permission to board that mothership.
Mothership has connected.
And you the man, D.A.
America, the mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour Chaos Theory Kegger. DA with you from the CBS Sports Radio studios in New York City, broadcasting to more than 170 radio affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta. D.C. to Houston, Kalamazoo and Waterloo, we are on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A., everything.
We come to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Two biggest storylines last night following the preseason action, or at least two of the biggest storylines. Is it time for the Patriots and Tom Brady to find some type of settlement with the NFL? Because Jimmy Garoppolo, while just his first action, was not exactly sparkling. We'll go up to Boston. Levin Reed, good friend of the DA show, WBZ Radio up there, WBZ Television, will join us here on the show coming up next hour. Always great. I always love Levin. He always makes me laugh and makes me think, which is a good thing. Also, a little bit later on in the program, our friend in Cleveland, Ken Carman, is going to join us, as you've heard him here on the CBS Sports Radio Network airwaves. He'll join us from the morning show in Cleveland, our affiliate there, about the Browns quarterback situation, which on the surface looks like a disaster, but after last night could be...
You are a machine of death.
Which would be a good thing. So all of that coming up tonight here on the show. Look, it's a Friday. Let's let her rip, huh? We got you for the next 4 hours. Let's do the damn thing. Now, I will say this. This could be a tough night on the phones. Not because you guys won't call in, but because if you're listening, we could have a lot of shoddy callers here on the show. Those that are really drunk. Those that are really, really maybe drug-addled, okay?
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Vulgarity, cursing, all types of stuff on the air. Because Mraz is going to be completely distracted. One television set is on a giant series between the Yankees and Blue Jays in Toronto. A skidding Yankees team, a surging Jays team that has taken 11 straight games and taken atop the American League East. Started a huge series there. And on the other TV screen is the Giants preseason opener. So it's distinctly possible. You will call up. Mraz will be like, what's your name? And like, okay, we're going to put you on. And I'm going to look at my screen, and it's just going to be a garble of letters and numbers, and I will not know who is on. So just remember, that is possible tonight.
Well, I feel good, and I'm doing well.
And that's all that really matters. Here is your phone number, 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Hit us on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. I want to start in Cleveland because last night, who cares about the outcome of the game, but Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel led the Browns to touchdown drives in their preseason opener. Now, I think it's fair to say the American Football Conference North, the AFC North, could be the best division in football. I think your two other candidates, the NFC West, which, good, but who knows if the Niners are going to take a major fall here? Who knows if the Rams are going to kind of elevate themselves? Who knows if the Cardinals will build off of last year or not? AFC North, NFC West. It has three perennial playoff teams, and I don't think they're getting much worse in the Steelers, the Ravens, and the Bengals. And that leaves us with the Browns, who are trying to dig their way out of mediocrity and below mediocrity for the better part of 15 years since they became the new Browns. And the problem of not having a quarterback continues to haunt them. But while we have all written off Manziel, seemingly even the Browns franchise, the organization, the guys that drafted him, have written him off. Maybe last night was a reason for hope by the lake. It's where we begin. It's your cold open.
This isn't my first rodeo anymore like it was last year. It was a little bit of a whirlwind last year. You know, I won't ever forget the first game against Detroit and everything, but definitely felt a little slower. You know, felt a little more comfortable and did some good things. You know, want to improve and make some more out of those drives. I don't think we were very good on third down, but, you know, it's the first one. We have a lot of ground to build from here, so you know, I think it was good.
Smart. I've been very impressed with this kid.
An incredible night. I don't believe it.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic,
Park Grundy.
Here's the headline of the night.
Here he goes.
It's DA's Cold Open.
So last night, Manziel went 7 for 11, just 42 yards, did take a sack, but also scamped for that 12-yard touchdown run, and maybe more importantly, didn't bother with the money gesture. We know what McCown is, okay? McCown, at times, has been a fine game manager. Don't screw it up. McCown, at other times, like last season, was a complete hold snapper.
Hold snapper and third-string quarterback.
I mean, he was a disgrace last year in Tampa. A complete disgrace. At his best, McCown is don't turn the football over, manage the game, and let the rest of the team win it. You just don't lose it. But that's not going to be good enough in that division. Browns defense should be good. Browns offensive line, you hope, is good. Brown skill positions, not great. Question marks behind center, behind the quarterback in the backfield. Manziel changes the equation if Manziel is Manziel, right? Now, here's the thing. We've written off Manziel. I mean, it feels like everybody has. At the end of last year, it was the Browns are moving on from Manziel. So the idea now in August of 2015 that maybe he could be a star seems completely impossible. Because we all turned the page last year. But Manziel needs two things. Number one, to grow up quick. To grow up right now.